there's a lot of challenges we have on that, it's been a slow start for some of the new product launches, but in the last few months they are on track.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Sudarshan from Allard Partners. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Sudarshan. Sir, I'm recently covering Pfizer, so excuse me for limited knowledge on the company. I have some basic questions which are just on my curiosity. I was just comparing R&D expenditure of your company as a percentage of sales with other MNC companies like GSK, Aventis, and Wyeth. And I saw that your R&D expenditure is around 3% of sales, but compared with other MNC companies, the average is around 0.25 to 0.5. So I just want to understand what Pfizer is doing differently and what sort of expenditure is this.
Well, I think most of the multinationals' R&D is funded globally and it's taken at global level.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually benefit the products when they come to it free of cost of R&D, really. If you see, most of these products spend almost roughly $1 to $1.5 billion is spent on R&D. Pfizer spends about 15% of their turnover on R&D. Now, the R&D one that gets reflected in the local books is basically on the clinical trials. That's the type of R&D gets done, which we do it locally.
For the local projects.
Okay, for the local projects.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but these are not basic R&D. These are all for clinical trials.
So is this specific molecule which you are developing for Indian market?
There is no development of molecules, I repeat. These are trials on phase 2 and phase 3 types of trials.
Okay. Can you throw some light on what's the DPCO sales as on 9 months as a percentage of total sales?
I'm around 20 to 25%.
20 to 25%.
Maybe it should be 25 really.
Okay. So I understand that Pfizer parent has unlisted subsidiary in India. Can you just throw me some light, like how big that company is in terms of sales and marketing rep?
Well, I don't think so that really we should be discussing that on this conference call. And they have a marketing division, and they do promote products. Which are basically proprietary products of Pfizer.
Okay. So I have attended the AGM last year, and I found that AGM presentation was very good.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, sir, it's not available on the website for us to download and, you know, just have a relook at it. And in fact, and the same is not available for last two, 3 years. Can I request you to just, possibly if presentations of AGM will be updated, to be great for us.
We've taken a note of it. In any case, if you want a copy of the presentation, I have no proprietary claim on that, so I can ask Prajit to our secretary to forward it to you. So you can send him an email, so he will forward it to you.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have next question from Mr. Gala from Quest. Mr. Gala, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just a follow-up question. Like, is there any progress on getting price increase on Becosul because of this vitamin C cost increase?
Very good question. You know, they always work in a reverse direction.
Yeah.
Instead of increasing price, they have reduced it by 4%.
Becosul?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the reason?
The reason is... first of all, they gave only the price increase of vitamin C, which was what they have officially declared as a price.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual purchases are even higher at that prices.
Okay.
Second is, when they looked at the price, they didn't look at vitamin C, they looked at the entire formulation price.
Mm-hmm.
And there were pluses and minuses in EOs on other ingredients. Mm-hmm. So the net is, we are down by 4%.
Okay. But I mean, do you file any review petition or before these authorities?
We're looking at it and seeing how best we address this issue now.
Okay. earlier you, in a reply to a question, you said that Corex YTD grew at 10%. And because you did say 13 or 30?
Well, 13, 30, I will be very happy.
Okay.
If it was 30, we would have been top at this point of time.
Yeah, but if it is not earning good margin, then you will be unhappy.
Yeah, so yeah. It's down by, again, 4 percentage points.
Yeah.
So you are right, we are not earning a very high margin on that.
Okay.
In spite of that, we are able to keep ourselves afloat. And give you a better EBITDA. You know, that's the beauty is.
Okay. How do you see our EBITDA margin shaping ahead? Like this time we have earned about 24% type margin.
Correct.
Do you think we can sustain that level?
Going forward now, again, you know, the because the price has reduced by 4%, so this will have an impact.
Okay.
And so to that extent, there would be definitely impact.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Akshat Vyas from MK Global. Please
go ahead. Mr. Hans, like since Pfizer Incorporation already has 70% stake in the company, so any roadmap from them for Pfizer India going forward?
Their roadmap or what is your question?
Yeah, like in terms of launching maybe little more products from the parent stable into India?
No, I have no knowledge about that at this point of time.
Okay. And how do you see, like, maybe, you know, going forward in terms of new launches? Like you said, okay, maybe you are launching more products in the branded generic segment. How about patent segment, sir?
How is?
Hello?
Yeah.
How about patent segment, like the products which would be coming through the patent pipeline?
We did launch Champex, which is a patented product.
Okay.
And it's based on the value and what a parent thinks is the right strategy. I think we will see launch of other products. But the big products of our parent company, which has been very successful, is Lyrica, which is a global product.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
So how is the growth in Lyrica overall, like vis-a-vis market growth?
Lyrica market growth is more than double digit. I think it's about 20%, if I'm not mistaken. How much is Lyrica? 26%.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask any further questions. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Thanks again. Sorry to disturb again, sir. One product was Telmisartan, which was launched, if I'm not wrong. And which was the other one?
Above 5.
Sorry, sir?
Above 5. It's a molecule is Rebiparatol.
Okay, could you help me just spell it again?
Above. A-B-O-V-E.
Okay, I got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and 1. Participants are requested to press star and 1 to ask any further questions. We have our next question from Mr. Kailash from Thicker Plant. Mr. Kailash, please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, this is a repetitive question again, but I could not get the spelling of the second generic drug that you have launched, sir.
The molecule is Rabiparazol.
Okay, could you spell that? Rabi?
Rabiparazole.
Sorry,
Abi?
Rabe.
Rabe.
Parazole.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
The brand is above 5.
Brand is above 5. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Subramanian from TCS Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Hanna, this is Bala again. See, I would just like to know, when there are a lot of Indian companies which are working on new molecules, why is it that in a company offshoot of Pfizer worldwide, like Pfizer India, cannot work on something innovative so that we can also contribute as an Indian company to the worldwide Pfizer's research and as well as be more profitable in business?
Yeah, I absolutely share your same sentiments. But Pfizer globally is one of the largest research-based company, a pharma research-based company in the world.
True.
Spends almost about 15% on research.
That's right.
The total spend outlay of Pfizer is more than the total domestic turnover of Indian market.
I understand that.
So I think we all get the benefits of the research, and you see in the products that we have launched, be it Lyrica, be it Champex, be it Trulimax, be it Sacupril, all these are Pfizer products. Now, to have a local research done from the discovery stage to the end launch of the product is a huge process.
I understand that.
It's a huge process, we do support and help the research of Pfizer in doing phase 2 and phase 3 types of trials.
Okay.
Now, most of the Indian companies who have started on this process, we have yet to see a new chemical entity or a new product coming out of the research pipeline of these companies.
But I understand, yeah.
So I think one should understand that research does take a lot of time, and it requires huge deep pockets. Roughly, it takes about $1 to $1.5 billion for product to discover and commercially launch.
Yeah, that's the reason why I was asking, why not Pfizer with global Pfizer's help, you know, when Indian companies are able to do
it. But why should we duplicate when we do share the benefits of global research aid?
Right.
If you are asking me why multinational companies are not doing the discovery research to and all, the environment is also not conducive. I said that earlier.
Correct.
We do not have a good patent law in place.
Correct.
With the definition of patentability is an issue. We have an issue on data exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have also the phase one trials allowed.
Yeah.
So and some of these products, with some of the Indian companies who start the process, move outside India to carry it forward, or they join hands with the multinational companies to take it forward.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's the process. But so it's a long and tedious journey. And
I understand that. Yeah, sure.
You and I would be very happy if
sure.
some new product coming out of India.
True. Well, at the same time, could I request, you know, you again, as another gentleman asked you to also send me that presentation?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Can I have...
Yeah, you need to get in touch with Prajit Nair, the company secretary. He will mail it to you.
Okay, I'll mail it to Prajit and he can mail
sure.
it. Oh, sure. Thanks.
Thank you for your questions, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further question, please press star and one. We have next question from Mr. Sudarshan from Alert Partners. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. This is a follow-up question, just clarity from my side. I asked the question regarding R&D expenditure, and you said that it's mainly for clinical trials for local projects. I understand that Pfizer India do some clinical trials for our parent company also. So are they both related, or I'm just not able to understand this R&D expenditure? And
your question is right. When I said local projects, means the clinical trials done in India, which would include both clients for our existing portfolio as well as for Pfizer products.
Okay. And so do you want to say that locally also you're trying to discover new molecules or new products?
Types of trials we do, and post-marketing trials we do. We do a lot of comparative trials we do. So we do trials for our life cycle management of products. So there's a continuous effort to engage KOLs in different processes here.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one.
Well, is there no questions?
Certainly, sir. There are no more questions now.
Then can we close this?
Certainly, sir. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Keval Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
Once again, let me thank you all for really asking very intelligent questions. Some are very insightful. And as far as we are concerned, we have started this trend to be very open and transparent and share as much as information as we know with you. And we like this process and we would like to continue. And thanks once again for all coming here and participating in this analyst call. Sridhar, you want to say a few words?
No, that's fine. Thanks for joining in. Any questions, you can get in touch with me or with Sachin. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata IndiCom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you. Have a great evening.